The government of Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner suffered a critical defeat in midterm elections, losing control of Congress and significant seats to a dissident faction of the Peronist Party. More surprisingly, former President Néstor Kirchner, the husband of the current president, lost his campaign for a congressional seat in Buenos Aires to another Peronist candidate. Kirchner failed to mobilize poor voters in the district. The loss apparently puts an end to hopes that Mr. Kirchner could run for president again in 2011. Argentina's power couple has become increasingly unpopular over the last year. Problems of the sinking economy, rising inflation, and last year's farmers' strike took its toll on President Fernandez's credibility. Polls put her popularity now below 30%. Néstor Kirchner rose to power in the aftermath of the severe 2001 financial crisis and was popular for his tough talk against bankers. He refused to negotiate with bondholders over billions owed in debt. Argentina recovered and Kirchner's popularity soared. But the Kirchner left-of-center agenda faltered when President Fernandez chose to tax agricultural exports to pay for social services for the poor. Farmers rebelled and organized a popular boycott of foodstuffs. In the midterm election, opposition parties who backed the farmers' boycott won key races. In the midst of last fall's economic meltdown, General Electric was given access to a federal government credit program that allowed the corporate giant to access tens of billions of dollars in financing. According to ProPublica and the Washington Post, GE Capital, the industrial giant's finance arm, was first rejected by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation in its drive to access the Temporary Liquidity Guarantee Program, which guarantees short-term debt sold by banks. Even though the industrial giant is not regulated as a bank, GE successfully lobbied to be accepted into the program since it owned two small Utah savings and loans. The Obama administration is calling for finance companies like GE Capital to focus on either banking or commerce, but not both. As a consequence, GE may be forced to spin off GE Capital as a standalone company. In the last 6 months, GE Capital used the short-term government loan guarantees to raise $74 billion in financing to cover cash needs for 2009 and beyond. In the process, GE paid the FDIC $1 billion in fees. Unlike big banks that received federal bailout money, GE did not have to go through the Treasury Department stress test to see how it would perform in a deep recession. It was also not subject to new rules governing risk, nor did top GE executives have any government limits put on their pay packages. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid grew up in a gold mining town in southern Nevada. His father worked in the mines and eventually became ill from lung disease. Reid's uncle was killed in a mine dynamite blast. Reid, who was running for re-election in 2010, regularly defends the polluting extractive industry and successfully opposed efforts to reform the 1872 General Mining Law, which underwrites gold mining on public lands. Unlike coal, oil, and gas drillers, gold miners are not required to pay royalties to the U.S. government for extracting minerals on public lands. Miners extracted 190 tons of gold in Nevada in 2007, but the days of Nevada's gold rush may be numbered. As Mother Jones magazine reports, Nevada's known gold reserves may be exhausted in 20 years. Since becoming majority leader, Reid has promoted gold interests by pressuring the International Monetary Fund to halt its sales of gold and urged the U.S. Mint to produce more gold coins, which would boost gold prices. In 2007, the House of Representatives passed a mining reform bill that would have imposed a 4% royalty tax on existing mines exploiting U.S. government land. Reid and fellow Nevada Senator John Ensign opposed the bill. The legislation later died over a dispute regarding a provision to study uranium mining on public land. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Chris Ferriero.